One at a time. I know everybody loves our podcast. It's From Truth to Skyway with Matthew and Hiram. We are here. All right. Yes. One question at a time. One question at a time. Guys, relax.
Episode 168.
From Shrooms to Skyrim. With Matt and Hiram.
From Shrooms to Skyrim. From Shrooms to Skyrim.
From Shrooms to Skyrim. With Matt and Hiram.
From Shrooms to Skyrim with Matthew and Hiram.
This is From Shrooms to Skyrim with Matthew and Hiram featuring Sean and Carlos. The show neither about Shrooms nor about Skyrim. Those are just the motherfucking parameters. And now here's a word on our sponsors. God damn it. This episode is brought to you by Sandbar, Coconut Grove, 3064 Grand Avenue, Miami, Florida, 33133, Home of the Fish Taco, Happy Hour, Monday to Friday, 3 to 7, Taco Tuesdays, Tacos Half Off, Sandbar, Coconut Grove. This episode also brought to you by The Last Carrot at 3133 Grand Avenue, Miami, Florida, 33133. They're open Monday through Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sundays from 11 a.m. to 4:30 p.m.
Family-owned.
Since 1975, your go-to place for fresh, wholesome eats. The Last Carrot.
God damn it.
The Last Charlatan.
Yo, what's up? My name is Matthew. I'm a smooth talker.
And I only take the back roads. Also, I only do the back doors.
No more locked doors.
What's up, man?
Yo, I just want to read this to you guys, man.
No, forget about it. Turn it off. Everything. We're done. Cut it. We're done here. I don't know how to read. You're going to read it, right?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure we've established that. It's a grand caption, but
it's a what caption?
It's a grand. All right.
Oh, wait, before you do that though, how was the Taco Bell and Wiz Khalifa combination? Is that a good combo?
Yeah, dog. Well, I'm a big fan of Mixtape Wiz. I love Mixtape Wiz, man. Oh, yeah. Burn After Rolling, Cushion OJ, Flight School, classics.
It's Cushion Orange Juice, yeah.
Sometimes you just gotta crank a man.
Taylor Gang, Paper Planes. Man, but it's not, you know, in hindsight, it's not good.
What?
What? Cushion Orange Juice?
Just some of it.
No, it's all good, dude.
After the way he treated his DJ. DJ that was working at that spot, the way at the club.
What are you referring to?
There was a house DJ there, or like a resident DJ where he was at, and he was like fucking up, I guess, or something, and he was treating him like shit in front of everybody. That was a big no-no. Mm. Yeah.
When was that?
Probably a couple of years ago. But I thought he was cool and shit, and then after that, I was like, man, fuck this guy. If I was working or some shit like that, and I had to deal with him, and he was like that, I'd be like, you know, never meet your heroes. That's something I'll tell you.
Well, he came to the club I was working at one time, and I had no problems with him.
Wow. Yeah, but the audio side of it's completely different. You know, damn, I was so comfortable a second ago.
I thought he was about to lay on Carlos.
Nice. Yeah, you're more than welcome. Go ahead and lay on me.
Give me a kiss.
Damn, you really want that, huh?
Give me a little kiss.
Everything okay at home?
Everything's great at home.
Why'd you answer that so seriously? It's obviously a joke.
I'm surprised.
He had a switch mode. Everything's great. Everything's good. Everything's fine. Everything's good. Everything's fine. Everything's great.
She's not leaving me. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I think that's the hook right there, dog.
What? She's not leaving me.
Flying around like a spaceman. All right, where we talk? What was it? Sam at?
No, wait, no, not that one. Everything's good. Everything's great. Everything's fine. She's not gonna leave me. Everything's great.
Everything's fine. Everything's great.
She's not gonna leave me.
She's not gonna leave me. She's never gonna leave me. She's gonna be my friend forever and then never and then never. Never gonna leave me. Gonna be my friend forever and ever and ever. Gonna be my friend forever and ever. But then never and ever and ever. Gonna be my friend forever. I'm gonna give her the ring. I'm gonna fucking wipe her up. I'm gonna hold her down. You already know what's up. I got a love lockdown and then I'm about to bust a nut. And I'm gonna put a baby up in that. And then I'm gonna have the nut in the cup to get it tested. To know if it's enough stuff. Sperm count.
Is there a drop in this?
Sperm count. Sperm count. Sperm count. Yeah. Sperm count is low. Holy shit.
Get it.
So,
I don't even have to say anything.
But yeah, it worked because you just kept, you just flowed.
Just 5 minutes.
Yo, but imagine if you were rolling on that. Good talk.
If I was rolling on that, I probably wouldn't have stopped.
You know that?
Yeah. Dude,
if I was rolling right now, I'd probably fucking come.
Just a fucking no.
Why? What would make you come?
Your face.
What? My face will make you come.
I lose Carlos at the rave. I find him again and I'm just like, oh.
Just looking at my face makes you come.
Yeah, dude.
It's just like no physical contactual ejaculation. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think anybody has that effect.
Yo, what?
Ejaculation is a Jewish last name, dude. You can't say that, bro.
Yo, what they call that when the way Jesus was born through holy
matrimony?
No,
a miracle birth.
The Immaculate Conception.
Immaculate Conception.
Immaculate ejaculation.
Nice, dude.
You know what I'm saying? No physical contact. Come, it's the immaculate.
I got conception. A boy at work that does it through ejection. A sheet. I have a boy at work that he has sex through.
There's
a sheet.
Only like four people at work who does sheet. That,
including yours.
When we get to work, ask me again and we'll go and we'll ask them. But yeah, they have sex through a sheet.
Yeah, I mean, Sean works with you. It could be Sean. He could just be deflecting right now.
Nah, I trust. I definitely would have talked about sheep fucking.
Wait, sheep or sheep. A sheet?
I said
sheep.
Cheat.
Sheep.
Well, there is a dude that we work with.
The sheep fucker.
That fucks goats.
Yeah, he's a sheep fucker.
He puts the legs in his pockets.
In Colombia, they do. In Colombia,
that's how they practice.
Yeah. When you're a kid, they tell you to have sex with a goat.
Yo, this is really not the way I saw it going today, man.
You saw a direction?
But here we are. It's my fault. It's my fault, too. I definitely helped lead it this way. But
you just had to start talking.
It's just wild. They have like beauty pageants for them, for the donkeys and everything. Yeah, it's legit. And
then they make fun of white people for that old cousin loving. Just some good old McStuffins.
The thing is that out there they're like in the sticks, you know. So there's not a lot
so
of it's either cousins or it's either cousins or
or goats.
Or goats, yeah.
Great. Anyways, I'm just gonna read this little excerpt real quick. No segue. We have medical doctors accusing each other of being quacks. Doctors of physical therapy are publicly arguing exactly opposite positions and calling each other out. There are people with PhDs from unaccredited schools accusing scientists of potentially deceiving us. So who are we supposed to listen to? Who do we believe? According to Neil deGrasse Tyson, we need to become scientifically literate. We must learn how to look things up, understand the words and concepts specific to the field, and read data for ourselves. Snake oil salesmen and pseudoscientists are nothing new nor specific to any industry. They're everywhere. Protect yourself.
Before you wreck yourself.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I just, yeah, man, you got to empower yourself. That's, you know, they prey on the ignorant.
The ignorant.
Furthermore, just want to note that as of a few months ago, the Pentagon has failed its sixth audit in a row. Or fails audit for 6 years in a row.
And I still can't get my tax return. These fuckers.
I think as
of its fifth audit, unable to account for more than half of its assets, and that would be $3.5 trillion. 61% of $3.5 trillion they can't account for.
Because it's all been embezzled?
They just can't account for it. And also, don't forget that Bank of America is ordered to pay $250 million, the nation's second largest bank. They were ordered to pay for double charging insufficient fund fees, withholding reward bonuses, and opening accounts without customers' knowledge or permission to meet quotas.
That's fucking awful, dude.
And I don't know if you guys remember hearing about a few months ago when L.A. introduced a zero bail policy. And even 50 Cent was like, L.A. is finished, which, you know, the Fox News and such circuits love to be like, look, even 50 Cent says. But it's a no bail policy. And everyone was like, oh, it's lawless. It's lawless. But here, this comment sums it up pretty good, what I'm getting at. People should understand the legal purpose of bail is not punishment. Everyone arrested is innocent until proven guilty. That's the way it works. The purpose of bail is very simply to make sure people show up for the process to show back up for court, right? It's incentive. They attach money to it because money gives somebody something to lose if they don't show up. But it really keeps poor people and people with little to no resources locked up for no reason other than being poor and they can't make bail. Okay? And remember, these people are innocent until proven guilty. So essentially, at this point, they're being punished for being poor, whether or not they're innocent or guilty. Now, if they are found guilty or plead guilty, they are punished by, you know, whatever charges and sentence is brought against them. There's still punishment. It doesn't mean crime goes unpunished. You know, no bail policy, you know, nonviolent and such offenders are being granted and making bail and leaving the jail until their hearing, you know, regardless. It doesn't mean people aren't being charged or going to court.
Sorry, what's the new, it's a law or is it a policy?
Yeah, LA got a no bail policy going on. I feel like it's somewhere else too.
So it just means that you can't make bail out?
No. They said, okay, you get arrested, right? And then you go to jail. And then you go before the judge. And they say, these are the charges brought against you. And I'm going to set your bail at such and such amount. Or no bail. Now, at that point, you know, maybe would have made a phone call to a family member, a bail bondsman, someone that could make bail for
you. Yeah, I understand.
Get you out of prison. So they're saying no bail. You go before the court, you get, you know, charge brought against you, your hearing, whatever, presumably, and then you're released. You don't have to make bail. There's no money attached to it. But everyone's saying, you know, oh, this what happens when you want to defund the police. Or, you know, they're going soft on crime. It's got nothing to do with it. I think it's about, well, first of all, it's about overcrowding in the prisons. And, you know,
Well, California is all fucked up. Have you seen San Francisco?
Everywhere is all fucked up, man. But the bell system always been fucked to me because it deliberately, you know, favors wealthy people, man.
Yeah. I mean,
you know, imagine.
I don't really worry about all that shit because I don't.
Because you're white? No, I'm talking.
No, I just don't break the law. I don't know.
Yeah, bro. He doesn't break the law, so he doesn't have to worry about those things.
You fucking.
Yeah, I guess I'm a nerd.
Me?
Dude.
I run traffic lights constantly.
Nah, but I mean, I've seen like videos of San Francisco in the past like 5 years, and that shit looks insane. And they're that's still charging.
That's how I'm trying to live. I'm trying to live out in the street like that in Tent City. Everybody's just.
Well, just beyond that, now you can like steal up to, I think it's, I don't know the exact
$500.
Amount. But it's like $4.99.
Yeah.
And like 80 something cents, and nothing happens. And also, like, I think it's called blippers. Like, people just fucking destroying people's cars. It's also like in Missouri, the Kia boys.
Oh, like stealing their cars with the USBs and shit?
Yeah, just to joyride it and destroy it. And they've killed a lot of people, like bystanders.
Wow, that's fucked up. You have footage of that?
If you look up Kia boys, it's everywhere.
Kia boys.
Yeah, I know about Kia boys.
And then like in San Fran, the blipper situation is they're just stealing from the car. They're not actually stealing the car. They're just like, I think they call it blip because they use some shit to break the window. Sucks.
I don't say anything about blippers. I think you made that up.
No, look at all gas, no brakes. There's actually a video on it with Andrew Callahan. I watched it. If you want to watch that whole video, no, we can.
All right, let's do it. Nah, let's not do it.
Have you ever stolen a car before?
No.
Allegedly?
Nope.
Neither have I.
Wow.
But yeah, Los Angeles and all that, because I also have my boy, he moved to Los Angeles and he lived in Chicago, and he said LA is fucked. Like a lot more dangerous than we think.
Yeah, I've heard that. I believe it.
What's the crime rate over there?
It's also a lot bigger. Like, have you seen the size comparison of LA to Miami?
Yeah. Yeah, it's huge.
It's wild.
Yeah, it's huge.
So, like, statistic-wise, it's obviously higher.
Durr.
If I have more something, is it more valuable?
I don't know. I mean, yeah. It's LA has a pretty dense population.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's also huge.
It's just like, it's like San Francisco, they, what's it called? They like set up laws so they like to keep like buildings a certain height, you know, like to keep things historical so they couldn't build and stuff like that. And I think it's bitten them in the ass in the end, all these like laws and shit. And I don't know. I'm an idiot. I don't know anything about anything.
I think it was also the people that were like born and raised there. They said the rent situation everywhere is fucked, but they said, like the video that I watched was on All Gas, No Brakes. He was interviewing people rent wise, like studio, 2-bedroom apartments are almost like $4,000.
That's crazy.
It's fucking stupid.
I mean, isn't New York like that?
Yeah, but I think New York has a higher rate. Like, in San Francisco, most of the jobs are IT, Silicon Valley type shit.
Yeah.
There's not a big industry. Like, restaurants are all fucked. If you look at the streets of San Francisco, it's... I don't know. Maybe also, I've never been there. I could just be talking shit.
I've been watching Monk, which takes place in San Francisco. Very nice show.
I like Monk.
That's like old school, right?
Yeah, it's a dope show.
Like 2000s?
Early 2000s. But yeah, it's really dope. I like it.
Well, I'll tell you what Miami has more of than L.A. or San Francisco.
Bitches.
And that's motherfucking corruption in local politics.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And there's a bunch of little cities and subdivisions of corruption. Everybody's, like, trying to get a piece of the pie. That's why all that money isn't accounted for. I mean, not specifically, but just a general idea of corruption and, you know, all these people embezzling money.
Man, sometimes I look at the highway. I always, when we're driving on the highway, it freaks me out.
A lot of things freak you out.
Yeah, but those highways are fucking, I feel like they're like 3/4 built, and sometimes we're just driving over that shit. I don't know.
You know the company that built the bridge that collapsed the FIU?
Yeah.
Still getting contracts. They just got to like awarded the contract like to build like the parking garage at the airport or some shit.
That's so nice, stupid.
Dude. Good, man. That's what's up, man. That's perfect. Which
that shit was crazy.
MIA?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Which the Miami International Airport is fucking a disaster right now. This shit fucking sucks.
Everybody, TSA is so angry there.
Like, and like nothing over there works. The escalators, the conveyors, the elevators.
The conveyors.
The fucking, the SkyTrain been out for like 8 months, man.
You take flights a lot?
Nah, I keep up with the local news, man.
Oh, shit.
I get a lot of it through Billy Corbin.
Billy Corbin?
Oh, he's the best, dude. He's the best.
On what?
On Instagram. Yo, you know I met him in person?
Really?
Yeah, I'm not going to say where he was eating. Don't want to dox him. But yeah, I thought that was him. So I didn't want to blow up his spot, but like when he went to leave, I was like, "Hey, are you Billy Corbin?" And he said, "That depends. Are you a process server?" And I was like, "Nah, man, I'm a really big fan. Thanks for all you do."
Does he have to answer that?
Does who have to answer that?
I mean, like legally, the process server.
Probably, maybe. I don't know.
He's like, he like dances. He like does a whole dance routine, and he's like, "You just been served."
You're like a
fuck.
Servant?
I forgot to ask you your name. What'd you say?
You're like a servant.
Process servers are people who deliver court documents for a living, particularly the summons and complaint necessary to start a trial.
Did you look up that?
You had that definition? Shit on the go, dog.
No.
Yeah, damn, Jamie.
I'm over here with all the screens, dog. I got
Chris gets the Snickle Fritz.
Dude, his favorite movie is Screen. 1, 2, and 3.
Has he ever showed you the all the Star Wars movies playing at once simultaneously?
Naked in his room. Yeah. Yes.
Oh man.
And all the audio is going at the same time. It's pretty sick.
It's fucking amazing to watch, dude. It's the best. It's a great time saver. Instead of watching them chronologically, to watch simultaneously.
Are you okay?
Yo, what happened to your hiccups?
I want to know how your day was.
How was your weekend? Checking on my phone. Cause I love you, dog. What's up?
How you guys doing, man?
Doing good, man.
Good, man. I think I'm going to lease a car.
Yo, why don't you come look at the truck, dog?
Because I don't want the truck.
Why not?
I want something that's reliable.
The truck's reliable.
I don't know. I don't want to buy a car now.
You want to lease?
Yeah.
Who told you that was a good idea?
I mean, also, I've been researching the pros and cons of both. A lot of people lease cars. What do you mean? It's a new car.
That don't mean it's a good idea, dog.
I don't know. I'm going to look at my options. I'm not jumping into it yet. I haven't made my decision.
All right. Well, at least come look at the truck before you spend $10,000 on a used car, dog. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The truck.
How much does he want for the truck?
He's not. He hasn't all set an estimate.
He probably like a couple bands.
That's it?
Yeah, I know this guy.
You should go check it out.
All right. Yeah. I need to get my glasses. I need some fucking glasses. I can't see shit.
Yeah, dog. Go to Walmart if you have to their eye center. Been blind for 2 weeks now.
I rescheduled it because they called me today, so I rescheduled it for Saturday. Which I'm really hoping they're not like, oh, you work.
Yeah, no, I'm tired of you not being able to see. You need to get this taken care of.
Yeah, it's like enjoy life from other senses now.
You're like goddamn Daredevil.
Dude, his
my
hearing.
My dick has touched everything.
Nice, dude. That's his cane, his walking stick.
Yeah. My dick leads the way.
He's like, oh, excuse me. The girl at work. Oh, this is my waiter.
No.
This is how I express myself.
Cops show up.
Yo, you guys shop at Target?
Yeah.
Yo, let me tell you something, dude. I didn't shop at Target for like a couple years. Because I was like, yo, like, that's... It's the same shit over there, but more expensive, right? So I didn't go to Target until before Carlos's birthday when you sent me to get whatever video game you're sending me to get. And I went, okay, I went to GameStop at the mall, but it was already closed. And then I went to Target.
Bro, GameStop sucks now.
I like GameStop.
I mean, the GameStops I've been in recently, they've all been like a horrible selection. They don't really have...
What happened to the GameStop stock? No one's talking about it anymore.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
I don't know. After the movie?
No, after the real life events.
Yeah, when the stock went crazy.
Yeah, I know, but they just made a movie and released
it. Oh, yeah, they did.
How much more do you have to talk about it?
Is that not a thing anymore to buy GameStop stock?
Maybe. Do you for anybody that trades? I
don't know. Well, yeah, so I go to Target, right? And, you know, I look in the game section or whatever, and I start looking around and buying shit, and come to find out that, and because the Target got the grocery store in it too, and... They got better deals than motherfucking Publix and Winn-Dixie.
Publix
Target?
Is expensive,
yeah. Target, yeah, the produce there is pretty good, too.
And you get the little Target Circle app, you good to go. I've been going to Target.
Why? What does the app do?
First of all, it's well-designed, you know what I'm saying? And boom, it lets you know the weekly deals and... Keep track of your savings and whatnot. Give you little coupons for different shit.
Oh, that's dope.
So I start going to Target on a biweekly basis, you know? I get my pet shit from there now. Anything for the cat.
Biweekly.
Nice. But yeah, man. So with all the VR headsets that have been dropping and the uses for it. You know what I realized would be fucking dope on the VR headset?
Porn.
With the AR? Yeah, obviously. Motherfucking Yu-Gi-Oh! Wow, great reaction.
Yeah, that
great
would reaction. Be wild.
I never watched Yu-Gi-Oh! I never liked it. I thought it was like a bootleg Pokemon.
Nah, bro.
So you know how, you know, with the dual disc and they play the card... And then the monster appears before him.
Yeah.
Like, imagine playing Yu-Gi-Oh! And with the headset, and you playing the card, and the shit pops up like that.
Yeah, that would be sick.
Like, imagine they got the dual disc and like, card packs that they all work together. So, like, maybe the card packs got, like, a QR code or some a chip. So when you put it in the dual disc, you know, like fully interactive, it knows what card you're playing.
Have you looked up if there's anything in development for that?
Nope. I just thought about it and now I'm talking about
it. It's time to pitch it.
I'm pitching it, dude.
I think he's pitching it.
I'm saying to like.
Does that mean Sean's catching.
He's pinching a love.
Cigar cutter.
But yeah, just also before I saw Dune 2, I just watched so just like the last season of Demon Slayer, they dropped the first episode of the new season of Demon Slayer in theaters. The first episode of the Hashira training arc. And let me tell you something, dude. A fucking banger. Now, I think the most, the Swordsmith Village arc of Demon Slayer, I think it even like won some awards at the Anime Awards. But let me tell you something, man. Not as good as, what was the season before that called? The Pleasure District?
Fuck yeah.
Not as good as that.
As good as
the Swordsmith Training Village was actually the weakest arc. It went really quick. I felt like it was some good sub stories in there, but I feel like overall they were trying to do the exact same thing as with the previous arc, and it just didn't. It was kind of weak, and they didn't drop quite enough of the extra lore to move the overall plot along. I mean, it was good, but not as good as previous seasons. It was pretty weak, in my opinion. But let me tell you something, man. Swordsmith Village arc, already right off the bat, certified banger, okay?
Certified banger.
Speaking of anime, everyone's probably aware of this already, the passing of the creator of Dragon Ball Z, Akira Toriyama.
R.I.P., yeah. Head chala. Yeah.
And I was just watching, I was just doing a rewatch of Dragon Ball and Dragon Ball Z the other day.
Where can I watch that shit in chronological? I was trying to watch it the other day.
Crunchyroll.
Okay.
Dragon Ball is something that, like, first of all, like, it, I was watching it, and it's sometimes when you watch things that are from, 10, 20 years ago, they still got the nostalgia factor.
Yeah.
But it's like, okay, it was good then. Dragon Ball still holds up present day.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't watch it a lot as a kid, but I really liked. It was always on. Like, my sisters were always watching it.
No, that was like my introduction to anime was Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
My brother was watching Sailor Moon. I was watching Dragon Ball Z. And Tenchi Muyo and fucking Gundam and Toonami. The first generation Toonami.
Yeah.
And, dude, Dragon Ball definitely solidifies not only, like, as one of the greatest animes and a big harbinger and bringing it to the mainstream, but just one of the greatest, IPs of all time.
What's IP?
Intellectual property.
No.
Sorry. Damn, good job, Sean. Nailed it, dude.
Yeah, because I've had my IP stolen.
Oh, what's going on with you guys though? It's like a weird energy. You guys are like very subdued.
Yeah, what's up, Carlos?
And I'm just like coming back to reality after a crazy month. It's just everything is slowing down. So,
nothing. Which is weird because it's Miami Music Week, or next week, right?
I don't mind. It's fine with me. Yeah, it is. But that's all like DJ stuff. We don't do a lot of DJ stuff. Unless it's like Viva Urbana or Rolling Loud for 3 points. But then they also order backline, so it kind of works out. But if it's like Ultra and shit like that, where it's like straight up DJ, we get some, but not a lot.
Is Ultra, that's in May, right? Or is that March?
I have no idea.
I think it's at the end of the month.
Yeah, it's Miami Music Week, so it's usually a week before. Or the 2 weeks before, some shit like that.
What do you guys think about Ultra? I literally went to that shit when I was like in ninth grade.
Ultra dumb.
I remember going when I was younger. It was fun.
Yeah.
It's just like, I don't like being pooped out in front of a bunch of people anymore.
You're like, what?
I'm just being all pooped out. I just don't enjoy electronic music like that.
Yeah, me either.
I don't get it.
Yo.
Yeah, this game is sick. How do you feel about electronic music, Matthew?
I'm impartial.
Are you going to go forward?
This game is sick. Proceeds to.
It just goes in reverse.
It's manual. It's manual. No wonder.
That's a rally car. Matt, what do you think about Ultra?
I don't think anything about Ultra, dog.
Say it. Say how you really feel. I hate it.
Well, I've got some data we could go over.
Yeah.
Are you a fucking robot?
Yes, please.
I don't have opinions. I have data.
All right. You want to pause that real
Let's
quick?
Talk facts. Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Here we go. So this is a thread on Twitter I came across. This guy, George Mack. Because he's like a podcast guy. I don't really know anything beyond that. But yeah, it's the thread he posted.
Are we supposed to be seeing it? There you go. Damn, I can't read that at all.
I can read it.
Oh, thanks, bro. That helped. All
right, so it's a graph. It just shows from 1934 to 2001, and you can see the darker blue line is this is per 100,000 adults. So you see the in prison, there's between 100 and 200,000 adults in 1934, but by 2001, it's up to 600,000. Now, mental hospital in 1934, there's between 500 and 600,000. But by 2001, there's under 100,000. So now this is just data. You know what I'm saying? This is not a conclusive. Could be indicative. You know, you can draw your own conclusions from it. But this is just data.
Yeah, it's just interesting. Because they obviously look related.
The rise of negative media. So since 2010, the media massively increased headlines that use fear, anger, disgust, and sadness. It also decreased articles of neutrality and joy. So you can see, for example, let's look at zoom in there. From 2000 to 2019, you see the headlines using anger have gone up, using fear have gone up, sadness have gone up. Now neutral has gone down. Joy has spiked around 2010 and is on the way down. And disgust has a little up and down and heading up.
It's a good candlestick.
Yeah, you're like... You're like reading it like us, trading charts.
The aging population crisis. 70% of countries are below the required population replacement levels. So you need a 2.1 fertility rate to maintain a population. The U.S. is at 1.64. Germany's at 1.53. Japan's at 1.34. China's at 1.28. Korea's at 0.84. Now, so this shows Korea ratio of elderly over 65. In 2015, it was 13.1% of the
So this also goes into like ratio of fertility or whatever? Because of the elderly rate? Well, I mean, the elderly rate's high because there's less young people, right?
Yeah.
So they make up more of a population?
Right. So.
So less people are having them babies.
All right. The scale of pharma marketing. According to Kantar data, pharma ads are the news' biggest customers. CBS, 4 out of 5 of their biggest advertisers are pharmaceuticals. ABC, biggest advertiser pharmaceutical. MSNBC. So let's look at the chart. So we got ABC. All right, so on the side, we got total amount spent from 20 million to 80 million. Wow, is that right? It's a lot.
Yeah.
So you see their biggest advertisers. Top 5 primetime news advertisers per network from January 20 to June 2021.
All right, so what are we going to do about it?
And you see ABC, their biggest is USO, organization/PSA, WeatherTech, iBranched, Humira, and Dupixent. CBS, Prolia, Prevagen, Otezla, Dupixent, Cologuard. NBC, WeatherTech, don't even know how to say that. Liberty Mutual, Eliquis, Dupixent.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Banger.
Does that say Armageddon?
Amazon. Abby. ASPCA.
I fucking love that movie.
Fox, bro. The biggest one by far is My Pillow.
Let's go.
It's My Pillow.
Yo, that's crazy, though, how much pharmaceuticals get advertised. Though.
Yeah.
They need it. People need it.
And again, like, this is interesting to me because it's not like, you know, this is not like I'm telling you this is the narrative. This is just like numbers, you know what I'm saying? You draw your own conclusions. The headline death gap. 67% of deaths are from heart disease, cancer, and road incidents. The New York Times barely covers these topics. So these are the causes of death on the left. In the U.S., 2016, you see heart disease and cancer are the take up about 60%. Then a road incidents, falls, accidents, 7.6%. Lower respiratory disease, 7.4%. Alzheimer's, stroke, diabetes.
Diabetes.
Kidney disease, pneumonia, influenza. Diabetes. Suicide, 1.8. Oh, homicide.
Terrorism.
0.9%. But now we look over here, media coverage. And you can see the juxtaposition.
And what's the last, what's the bottom three?
On the right? The
biggest ones on the right, yeah.
Suicide, homicide, and terrorism. When those things together take up less than 10% of the actual cause of deaths, they dominate nearly half or more than half. Yeah, more than half.
Three quarters.
Of all the coverage. Sensationalism, the rise of the BRICS, Brazil, Russia, India, China, SA, I don't know, Bangladesh, Egypt, and United Arab Emirates, G7, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, UK, and European Union. The BRICS are now 31.5% of global GDP. So we can see G7 going down, BRICS going up. They say the dollar's in trouble.
Dollar's been in trouble.
The silent fentanyl pandemic. Overdose is the leading cause of death in under 45s, replacing suicide. COVID killed 8,900 young people in 2020, overdoses killed 49,000, two-thirds of that fentanyl. So cause of death, so you see deaths up to 50,000.
What's crazier is that people are willingly smoking this shit.
The rise of obesity in America. You can only appreciate this epidemic by watching the video. So I say we're going.
All them damn beast churgers. There's a beast churger epidemic.
I got about.
Got me about $20. Get me about 6 beast churgers.
So you see, in the 80s.
Man, everyone was fit, dog.
Now we're in the 90s, and.
Half of it,
20% obesity.
Beast chuggers.
Got me about 10 beast chuggers.
Found me about 6.
Now by
6,
the mid 2010s, we're pretty much in the 30 to 34% range.
Hey, Matthew, I was thinking maybe got me about $20. Gave me about 6 beast chuggers.
So.
6 beast chuggers?
UK housing market inflation. It's the most unaffordable since Victorian times. 93% inflation in 28 years. In 1994, it was 4.4 times the average salary. In 2022, it was 8.5 times the average salary. So we got on the right number of times average house price exceeds the average UK salary. And it shows you there in orange underneath the line every time it becomes unaffordable. And you see the video, we're moving into the 90s.
That was 2008.
No, 2020.
What are you going to do about it?
So it starts at 1900. Victorian times would be Queen Victoria. So it's the highest in, you know, over 100 years. The lost lockdown generation. Reading ability in the USA is the lowest in 30 years. Math scores are the worst since tests began in 1969. 50% rise in mental health emergency room visits for young people. So let's see, up to 0.3 to 1.5 billion. Homeschooling boom. 1971, 78,000 kids were homeschooled in America. 2021, 5 million kids were homeschooled in America. Why is homeschooling booming? I personally have never met someone that's been homeschooled, at least to my knowledge.
Well, public school systems are
they're among us. Yeah, I mean, the public school system didn't do me any favors, I'll tell you that right now. Male testosterone levels plummeting. Some studies are pointing towards the following men. Testosterone levels dropped 20% in the last 20 years. Sperm counts have plummeted 59% from 1973. So you see the comparison of average male testosterone level in the gray.
This is US making me so angry, dude, and depressed.
Yeah, it's...
This is like...
It's too much info at once.
Me. No, yeah. Just horrible info that were like hopeless information.
Don't ignore India. 2023 is the year India becomes the world's largest population. Oh, that was last year. Indians are the number one users of Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. And what happened? No tea, Sean. In 2021, India exported more in software, that'd be $133 billion, than Saudi Arabia did in oil, $113 billion. So that's a...
Where did they export?
Software.
Oh, wow.
The friendship recession. 15% of men have no close friends.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, look, yo, we beat the odds, boys.
Yeah, it's true.
Nice. Look, some happy information. Well, for us, Let's see. Friendship decline more pronounced among men. Percentage report having the following number of close friends, not counting their relatives.
Wait one second. Wait one second.
What am I waiting for?
Hello?
Oh.
Hello? Oh, man. All right, go ahead. I was about to put him on.
Who was that?
I don't know.
Oh. let's see. 1990. I don't even understand. Oh, I see. All right, so.
Let's go on the next one. This one's cool. Okay, whatever.
All right, great. Well, you guys are my close friends.
Yeah, yeah. For sure. This is friend time.
So depressing.
Global millionaire migration. In 2019, the USA had a net migration of 10,800 millionaires. In 2022, this dropped to 1,500 millionaires. That's an 85% drop in 3 years. All right, so let's see what's going on here. Top 10 countries gaining and losing the most wealthy people. Okay. I'm not going to try to figure that out. Great. Norway is so damn rich. In 2022, Norway's oil fund was larger than the combined wealth of the 10 richest people in the world. It makes $1 billion per week and holds 1.4% of the world's shares. So, I didn't even know Norway had oil.
Yeah, where the fuck?
The scale of Saudi Aramco. If you stopped most people in the street in the West, they would not know of Saudi Aramco. In Q2 2022, reported more net profit than Microsoft, Apple, Meta, and Tesla combined. Wow, $48 billion, and all of them together are $45 billion.
What is Saudi? What is Aramco?
I don't know. You want to look it up?
Apparently, it's everything.
YouTube is the new TV. TikTok and Snapchat are associated with Gen Z by the media, but YouTube is another level. 1 in 5 teenagers report being almost constantly on YouTube. I know that, Sean, for sure.
I fucking love YouTube.
Oh, it's the oil group, yeah. You just said that.
Yeah, that's wild.
Look, I could tell you that I get my news from Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Reddit. How incredible modern aviation is. In 2021, there were only 176 deaths from 2.2 billion airline passengers. In the same year, 1.3 million people died in road accidents. The airline industry might be humans' most profound achievement to date.
Oh, nice. There you go.
That makes me feel a little bit better.
Nice. You're bumming me out for a second.
Japan's homeless rate. Why does...
Do this to me.
Why does Japan have so few homeless? Are they lying with their stats? Doing something unethical? No, something we do not. Either way, it's an important question that few are exploring.
It has to be
New Zealand has the most homeless people.
Then Australia, Germany, Canada, Sweden, England, France, Netherlands, then the US.
Wow. I felt like we would have been way up there.
We're just a bunch of bums.
The video game industry is bigger than you think. The gaming industry is bigger than all music, TV, and film combined. It has out-earned music and entertainment for the last 8 years, which is ironic considering you saw that big round of like of all the layoffs that have been happening, right?
Yeah. Well, that's what. But if you really look at the amount of games that have come out, there isn't a lot of good games. A lot of them are just... they're all recycled bullshit. It's all getting saturated.
But I mean, look at the... okay, so on the left, you got global box office revenues. Okay, which obviously dipped.
Movies have definitely gone down.
Well, yeah, they dipped. You can see right there, they dip in 2020.
Oh, big That's time, yeah. That's because
39 billion, right? From 2010 to 2021.
Wow.
And this is gaming revenues in 1 year. Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry. No, that's not 39 billion altogether, I don't think.
No, it's just right 10. There, that 1 year.
Okay, that, yeah, that 1 year is 39 billion. Got it. And then this is gaming revenues in 2021. 93 on mobile, 93 billion, 50 billion console, 37 billion on PC. It's a lot of money, dude.
Yeah.
There has to be there. And now they're upcharging for fucking games. It's crazy.
Inflationary industries versus deflationary industries. Why are hospital services and college tuition fees getting more expensive? Why are TVs and software getting cheaper? Broadly speaking, price levels have increased by 74% since 2000. That said, the actual numbers vary widely depending on the type of good or service. Many consumer goods like toys and TVs have gotten cheaper, while critical categories like healthcare and education have skyrocketed. All right, so let's see. So this starts in 2000, and it's going from 0% and going up to 200% more expensive. We're going down 100% cheaper. So you see hospital services have gotten 200% more expensive. College tuition and fees, college textbooks, medical care services, child care, food and beverage, housing have gotten all astronomically more expensive. New cars, household furnishings, and clothing have all gone slightly more expensive in the past 20 years, while cell phone services, software, toys, and televisions have gone much less expensive. Televisions have gone 100% more expensive. I mean, cheaper. Yeah. The Great Tech Neglect. He has a great little titles on all of these. The UK government recently posted a job for the head of cybersecurity at 57,000 euros per year. Pretty sure that's the symbol for euros. Contrast this with Singapore, which pays politicians 750,000 per year, arguably a less important job. The rise of the leveraged individual. There's no such thing as mainstream media anymore. Instead, there's legacy media and new media. The only thing that gives the quote-unquote mainstream media power is the legacy language of the term mainstream media. So you can see 2021 media ratings, average viewers per show, millions. It's sourced from Nielsen and Spotify. So you see CNN primetime, even that term primetime is a 0.82 million. MSNBC primetime average, 1.27 million. The Rachel Maddow Show, a little over 2 million. Then the Ingram Angle. Fox News primetime, Hannity, 2.94 million. The Five, 2.98 million. Tucker Carlson Tonight, 3.24 million, which he may have even more that he, now that he's left Fox News. Then Joe Rogan Experience leaves them all behind at 11 million. And this should be the last one. Oh, no. Okay, that was the last one.
Yay.
Damn, am I boring you guys?
No, that was just depressing. But it's a good little look at it.
See, I don't know about being depressing, but it's I mean, at the very least
Well, it's like when it's one after the other, and it's a neutral view because you're just looking at numbers, but
I mean it's provocative, dude. It's like even if there's nothing to do about it, it's still information to have. You know what I'm saying? Just like how it started off, information yeah. gives you more context to make. You know,
that was good. That was fun. I like that. Yeah.
It was educational, but it was just reaffirming all the horrible things I already thought.
I mean, it should be a thought provoking.
Yeah.
I mean, just to be kind of aware of the world around you.
Yeah, for sure. That shit makes me anxious.
Yeah, what about Apophis, guys?
What about a what?
Apophis.
The fuck is that? What are you saying?
Apophis. It's an asteroid.
Oh, it's coming?
Well, yeah, 2029. It was projected to hit in like 2032 originally, but it has like a in 2068, which will be old and possibly dead, but in 2068, it has like a 1 in 5,000 chance as opposed to like 1 in 11 million. It has like a keyhole that it could hit. I don't know.
Apophis.
Yeah. Yo, you guys know what time it is, dude?
What?
You know what time it is, dude?
Memes of the week? Let's go. Right, come down, the hang down, the zing, the dum, 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 the name means of the week, and then hum, the things and the zing, the number, same, the name of the week, and I hum, then come with me, I mean, then check out the means of the week, and I hum, then,
I got kind of rushed through this pretty quick because I took a lot of time on those statistics.
Yeah.
Are you guys with me, dog? Are you with me, dog?
Let's go. Mm-hmm. Come on. Do it.
All right. Little spoiler alert if you haven't seen Dune 2. My fave part of Dune 2 is at the end when present day Timothée Chalamet wakes up in his LA apartment and it's like, phew, it was all a dream. But then he finds a bunch of sand in his pocket and he looks right into the camera and says, I guess we're really doing this.
Nice, dude.
Doing this.
Obsessed with this Dune Part 2 review. Dune Part 2, 4 stars. Austin Butler is so bald. I've never seen anyone be so bald in my life. So moisturized and bald. He was glowing more than Edward in Twilight. What's your Megamind head skincare routine, Elvis boy?
Tell me.
How the fuck do atheists moan? How the fuck do atheists moan during sexy time? Oh, my science, or oh, my big bang, or science, huh?
When you're pooping for so long, the automatic bathroom lights turn off. Bravo 6 going dark.
It's more like Bravo 6 going dark.
What's wrong, babe? You've hardly touched your corn de sushi. Gondushi.
Corn douchey.
That shit look bomb, though.
Yeah, I know, right?
I love corn dogs.
So good.
I love corn douchey.
What? Smashed a load of K last night and spent hours producing the sickest beat ever. Woke up this morning and it was an Excel spreadsheet.
Yeah, this shit looks fire.
I know, right?
You can see where the hooks are.
Yeah. There is absolutely nothing you're supposed to be doing. You have no more purpose than the birds in the sky. Go lots of places, be poor, shit on things.
Does that make you feel better?
Yes.
He's got this.
My music taste can be described as, what if the Tony Hawk Pro Skater soundtrack got older and diagnosed with depression?
Nice, dude. That hits home.
Here I am.
Okay. Me at a restaurant, waiter. Here's your cup. Me. Oh, thank you. Waiter. Puts down cup. Me. Thank you. Waiter fills up cup with water. Thank you. Waiter, I'll be back soon with your food. Thank you.
Yeah.
Millennials who grew up in the pre-smartphone era are like Tolkien's elves who were the last to see the light of the two trees. One time I racked up a $412 data bill looking at boobs on my Motorola Razr, and my dad beat me like a dog.
Dude, on the Razr with that 360p screen?
You would have busted no contact at all.
Do you have your license? No, but I have kindness. I have friendship. I have love. I have the ability to see the world in a grain of sand and heaven in a wildflower. I have the ability to hold infinity in the palm of my hand and eternity in an hour, foe.
It's fuck out of here.
Oh, I thought it was like fool.
Damn. Dawg, that's because you're a are you a millennial or Gen Z?
I thought it was front of house.
Yo, what?
I thought it was front of house.
I thought it was foe, like... Damn, foe.
Dude, you don't even know what the fuck you're saying. You're just saying anything. Damn, foe. What is that supposed to...
I'm following him. I'm following him, dog.
Bro, what the fuck, man?
Yo, so we look.
He just made up something.
No, I didn't.
What up, foe? Do you mean fool?
No.
Like not, fool?
Not fool. It's not fool. It's foe. All right,
come on, Matthew.
Wait, I'm looking up to see who's right.
I phone him.
FOH is front of house. An eternity in an hour front of house. An hour.
Okay. Carlos is right. It does mean front of house, but it also, in slang, it means fuck out of here.
But what about the context he's saying?
Come on, foe.
That is not true in any context.
I think it's true.
Sean, fuck out of here.
I'm phoning him. This is the best a bear has ever looked. Is that Matthew McConaughey?
Yeah. All right.
Google Maps must
Google
Maps, but it has fog of war for places you haven't yet visited. Nice. Do not suck your own cock. It does not feel like you are having your cock sucked. It feels like you are sucking a cock.
Ate 67 gummy bears before realizing they were actually vitamins.
Vitamins.
I ripped the door clean off its hinges. I looked at my cat and he exploded.
What if grass licked your feet when you stepped on it? I would do a split. Every day we stray further from God's grace. Wait, Willem Dafoe.
Yeah. Did you send it to him?
I think so.
Parenting is literally the most difficult thing in the world. I don't know. You ever play Dark Souls? Billions of people become parents. A small amount of people beat Dark Souls. I don't make the rules.
Big facts.
I know you're going to agree. That was for you, son.
Yeah, bro.
If you're career driven, fucking grow up. I'm hanging out driven. I'm goofing off driven. I'm grabbing a bite driven.
Nice.
It's on God, Ed. It's on phone, Ed.
No cap. Daylight savings is weird. It's 7:40, but it feels like I'm going to die alone.
This is something Sean would say.
Do you have a printer? No, but smash one against the wall. Oh, okay. I like how he didn't read that one.
If he calls it a cock, watches too much porn. Dick, too much Seth Rogen movies. Penis, nerd alert. Wang, Elizabeth's mom. Hog, Trump supporter. Wand, double nerd alert. Wiener, wears socks to bed. Knob, British. The D train, call the cops. Misty Boopsie. Mr. Keeper. Boopsie, keeper.
The D train, call the cops. Yo, you trying to get on that D train?
No, Mr. Boopsie's good. Girls after masturbation. Oh my god, that was so fun. Boys after masturbation. You're weak. You're out of control. You've become an embarrassment to yourself and everyone else. And everybody else. Or
something. Tone, do you hear what I said?
Yeah.
Tone.
Tone, you hear, Tone, what, you I hear said? What
I said? I said he's weak.
You hurt my feelings, and suddenly you don't have a catalytic converter anymore. These two events are unrelated. Crazy world. Lots of coincidences.
Why does catalytic converter sound so like apocalyptic?
Actually, it's supposed to save apocalypses.
Apocalypses? Apopsicles.
Apopsilipsis.
I'm terrified of the Backstreet Boys.
Tell me why.
Yeah. I like that.
I have horse-like reflexes. Don't you mean cat-like reflex kicks you right in the fucking mouth?
Just went for a piss while still wearing my microphone, and the whole conference heard me call the urinal a thirsty boy. Come on, dude. Lighten up, dude.
This is how you recline me?
This is how you recline me. Oh, I really wrong.
This is how you recline me.
Yo, the fucking goatee. Like,
this is how you recline me.
Bro, it'd be so scary if it was actually like, oh my god. It'd be horrifying.
It's a concept album. My brother in Christ, what is the concept? Scarring all the hoes.
Scar.
Scaring. Weed heads be like, no, bro, you don't get it. I have to smoke weed before I shower so my shower can be special and not boring. I feel that.
I don't want post-nut clarity. I need post-nut insanity. I want to bust so hard I see myself experiencing ego death from a third-person perspective. I want to blow so hard I lose fluency in all human languages for an entire day. I want to nut until I can see sounds.
Yeah,
Dracula flow, dog. I miss you.
If you're jacking off multiple times a week, something is wrong with you for real. You the dean of dick beating? The wanker warden? She's the jerk judge or something?
Acting like a masturbation proclamation. Jerk judge.
The wanker weirder warden.
Took an edible earlier and cooked a pizza at 15 degrees for 400 hours.
So dumb.
Dog, that piece has been cooking for 3 weeks, dog.
You did the math on that?
Nah, I just random number. Wait. Now you make me want to do the math on it.
That's disgusting. Babe, are you okay? You barely touched your Sonic Limited Edition curry.
Stop asking for crab rangoons and goth girls. Please, J-Man. Please, J-Man. J-Man, please.
Observe as I detach my limb and unveil a secret second butthole.
Plorp.
There needs to be a conversation about you and ibuprofen. And we need to be honest.
It's so dumb.
I'm sick of it, dog.
It's ibuprofen.
Ibuprofen. Not ibuprofen.
Oh, I just heard it.
Ibuprofen.
Ibuprofen. Stupid. Molly Percocet would be a beautiful name for a baby girl.
I've seen that.
Sorry. I'll do better.
Just once, I want the opportunity to dramatically swipe everything off a table to make room for a giant map that I'll use to explain the plan.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. It's like a big power move. Goals. TikTok psychiatry has people saying shit like, not me hyperfixating on cooking this pasta. Motherfucker, you focused. That's called you focused on a task.
I place one card face down and end my turn. That's it. That's the last one.
Nice.
Oh, you fool. You just activated my trap card, eh?
Nice. Yu-Gi-Oh.
Oh.
Damn.
That's the card. You just activated my trap card.
Fuck right me now. Up, bro.
Never gonna fuck.
Uh-oh, Jimbo. You just activated my trap card. Building a wall.
Damn.
You activated my trap card, Shug.
John Redcorn?
Bites the dust. If you are a target of a trap spell or monster card, Bites the Dust creates a temporal loop, rewinding time before the card was ever played and destroying it. I thought that was going to get a bigger reaction. I just did a motherfucking Yu-Gi-Oh! Sequence in the PowerPoint, dog.
That was great, dude. Oh, I love it. I'm not a big Yu-Gi-Oh!
Yeah,
guy.
You already said that.
I'm down to get some Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
I used to go to my friend's house. He'd be watching Yu-Gi-Oh. And I'm like, man, I'm at some fucking bootleg-ass house watching some bootleg-ass shit.
Dog, Yu-Gi-Oh's fucking raw, dog.
It's like the darker Pokemon.
Oh, I'm going to use my trap card.
The animation was wild. I mean, if you were epileptic, you're definitely having a seizure watching that show.
This is how you recline me.
This has been such a fun episode, and I feel bad about not being so energetic. But next week, I promise, I'm going to do all the crystal meth and be super awake. You could just fire me. No, don't, please. You guys are my friends. This is my friend time.
Well, I mean, you know, glad you guys are here.
What?
you guys are contributing so much right now, dude. This is great. I'm fucking stoked, dude.
Haven't you heard? Fading it out.
say how I feel.
Big Man Cake Man.